With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he will fire Special Counsel Jack Smith on day one if reelected.
In an interview with the Salem Radio Network Thursday morning, the former president was asked what he would do if he had to choose on his first day in office between firing Smith or pardoning himself.
It's so easy. I would fire him within 2 seconds. He'll be one
will
of the
you
first
pardon days. Hunter Biden?
I wouldn't take it off the books.
Mr. Trump interviewed by Salem Radio Network talk show host Hugh Hewitt. Trump was indicted by a federal grand jury last year on 4 counts in the election investigation, but the case won't go to trial before the 2024 election. If Trump wins, the Merrick Garland-appointed Smith probably will not get the chance to bring the criminal case against him. And though the classified documents case has been dismissed, Smith is appealing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Menendez brothers may soon be out of prison.
Prosecutors are going to recommend resentencing Eric and Lyle Menendez in the 1989 killings of their parents in Beverly Hills. A Netflix series on the Menendez brothers resulted in lots of phone calls to the office of Los Angeles DA George Gascon. He will recommend a sentence of 50 years to life.
Since they were under 26 years of age at the time that these crimes occurred, they will be eligible for parole immediately.
The brothers said they feared their parents were about to kill them to stop people from finding out Jose Menendez had sexually abused his son Eric for years. The Menendez brothers have been model prisoners. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gangs in Haiti opened fire and hit a UN helicopter, forcing it to land in Port-au-Prince in the latest attack in the country's capital. Yum! Brands is pulling onions from select KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell locations after an E. coli outbreak. Wednesday, restaurant supplier U.S. Foods recalled 4 onion products. This is SRN News. Norwegian clergymen take the stand.
An ecumenical coalition of dozens of Christian churches has signed a declaration opposing gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. The statement says, quote, "We believe that gender diversity and sexual diversity is not based on medical knowledge and natural science. This gender ideology is also incompatible with our Christian faith and understanding of reality." Norway legalized gay marriage in 2009 and recently passed hate crimes laws that punish criticism of the LGBT lifestyle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Haley Davidson, a man living as a woman, shot a round of 78 to begin the second stage of LPGA qualifying this week. It comes amid reports of a letter signed by 275 female golfers. They want top organizations like the LPGA and the USGA to repeal policies allowing males to compete in women's events. This is SRN News. A tragedy in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park.
A female grizzly bear that delighted visitors in the park has been struck and killed by a vehicle. Authorities say the grizzly was known as number 399 and was loved by photographers, wildlife enthusiasts, and other visitors. And at age 28, the bear was the oldest reproducing female grizzly in the Yellowstone ecosystem. Authorities say the driver in that crash was not hurt. They add a cub was with the grizzly when she was struck and apparently unhurt, but its whereabouts are unknown. Jason Walker reporting.
Owner and operator of the ship that rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this year is settling with the Department of Justice. Thursday, the DOJ announced the owners have agreed to pay nearly $102 million to settle the lawsuit following the bridge collapse. More details at SRNNews.com.